Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Monter for the workday afternoon. Today on Health Suites, we look at chronic ear infections, usually associated more with children. Fortunately, as we grow older, ear infections for us happen less frequently. So should we be worried of an earache or two? Could that occasional adult ear infection be a sign of something more serious? We find out when I speak with Dr. Lin Lim, Senior Consultant, Ear, Nose, Throat, Head and Neck Surgeon, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center, coming up next on Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. On the phone, I'm joined by Dr. Lin Lim, Senior Consultant, Ear, Nose, Throat, Head and Neck Surgeon, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center. That's a lot of different parts of us, Doctor.
Yes. You cover everything.
You cover everything. Welcome to the show. Now let's jump into ear infections. Usually, ear infections are pretty common, and I know this because I've got two kids, pretty common in children who suffer, you know, ear infections for whatever reason, perhaps because the ears are still developing. Now, we know that ear infections can and do occur in adults, but is it true that it's not to such a great extent? It's not such a normal occurrence for us adults?
You know, for the children, because their eustachian tube, which is a tube linking the middle ear space to the back of the nose, because their tube is a lot shorter and more horizontal, and they have more nose infections, more allergy, larger adenoid tissue at the back of the nose, so they're more predisposed, actually, to ear infections, middle ear infections. But adults also actually have many types of ear infections.
Well, it's all linked, isn't it? Your ear, your nose, your throat.
Yes.
So when we are getting these ear infections as adults, what are the common types? And I will ask you later on how they link to other things, because the ear, the nose, the throat are linked. But let's start with the common types of ear infections that us adults can be inflicted with.
Yeah, so Clarissa, the ear infections in adults can happen at three different sites, which is the outer ear canal, the middle ear space, and then the inner ear. And this infection can be due to different organisms. It could be a bacteria, a virus, or a fungus. The two more common types of ear infection are actually the infection of the ear canal or an infection of the middle ear. The middle ear space is actually the space behind the eardrum, so you don't actually get to see it. It's the space behind the eardrum. It's a very small 1 centimeter cube volume space. And this middle ear space is connected to the back of the nose by the eustachian tube.
Right.
It's called the ET tube for short. Okay, and so maybe I'll talk very briefly about this outer ear canal infection, which is what people know it for, the swimmer's ear. Many people refer it to swimmer's ear.
Sure.
Because when you swim, a lot of water gets clogged in the ear. If you have wax, it mixes with the wax. Water logs there, you feel uncomfortable. You want to dig your ear. Sometimes you're digging it with traumatic instruments like plastic instruments, metal instruments, wooden sticks. And the more you dig and the more you swim, you actually strip off the protective oils, actually in this ear canal. The superficial layer of the skin is sometimes stripped off and you push wax further in. And so with water and the injured skin there, actually, ear infection gets very common. The other infection is actually a middle ear infection, a little bit different. So the middle ear infection is due to fluid that collects behind the eardrum in that tiny space.
Okay.
And usually every day we would have fluid that is produced, and this fluid drains through the eustachian tube to the back of the nose. We're not even aware of it. But if you're often sick with colds, with flus, if you have bad allergies of the nose, if you have a tumor actually sometimes in the nose blocking the eustachian tube, then the fluid does not drain and then it gets infected.
Right. Okay. I was going to ask you, because the nose, the ear, the throat connected, what if I have a throat infection or a cold? Does that mean that my ears will get affected? Could I get an ear infection from that?
Yes. That's a very good question. Because many of my patients come to me and they think that the ear infection is causing the nose infection and the throat infection. But actually, it usually starts the other way around. It's either a throat infection or a nose infection that leads to a ear infection.
So it moves up.
But it does not always end up in a ear infection.
So a throat infection can move up and then go into the ears, can go into the nose as well.
Yes.
And then
yes.
You just have one very stuffed up head.
Yes. You feel like it's bursting.
I know, right? Having experienced this, I do not wish it on anyone. So what are the common, these are common infections, swimmer's ear. What is the most common treatments for them? Can we treat it ourselves?
Oh, for the swimmer's ear? So swimmer's ear, if let's say the doctor, when they take a look at it, if it's very, very recurrent, firstly, they would see whether the shape of your ear canal is predisposed to it. Some people have very, very narrow ear canals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have ear canals with very long hair, actually. And other people have ear canals with lots of wax. So if, let's say, you swim very often and water gets locked there frequently and you try to dig your ears often, you actually get problems. So the doctor may clean out the ear, and the best advice they can give you actually is not to keep digging your ears, just to maybe put your ear onto one side and try to pump it a little bit, let the water out and try naturally, rather than dig your ears.
Okay, this leads me to a very interesting question, because a lot of people, different doctors and different resources on the net, what have you, some say cotton buds are fine for your ears, some say never use a cotton bud in your ear. What do you say?
So I always tell my patients the same thing. I think they're sick of it. So I say that my daughter is now 19 years old, and I have all the fancy equipment in my clinic, microscopic instruments, but I have never once looked into her ears, and she does not own a single Q-tip. So my advice is not to dig your ears. If you have to, just one twirl of the cotton bud, nothing more.
Okay. There we have it. Professional expert has said, do not use the Q-tips.
Yes, do not use the Q-tips.
All right, we're speaking with Dr. Lynn Lim, a senior consultant, ear, nose, throat, head and neck surgeon, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center. You know, I'm thinking, do you charge by the word, doctor?
No, that's the professional title. I'm supposed to use it. I call myself ENT, just an ENT.
All right. Now, what is a chronic ear infection, so we understand? Sometimes it's just an annoying little ache. Sometimes it's discharge. Sometimes it's extreme pain. Do they all fall under the blanket of chronic ear infection?
No. Actually, the chronic ear infection just means any ear infection that's been there for a long time.
Right.
And usually it's about 3 months. It does not matter what the symptom is. However, there are others who may refer to a chronic ear infection as any infection that recurs. So it could be that you're well for a while, you have the infection for a while, you're better, and then it comes again. So some people refer to this as a chronic infection also.
Okay. And what triggers ear infections, other than the fact that maybe some of us spend too much time in the pool? Maybe some of us...
Aggravating factors.
Yeah, what are the aggravating factors? Allergies?
Yeah.
Using Q-tips too often? What can cause an ear infection?
Yes. So I think the digging is a big problem. Cigarette smoke actually increases the risk of middle ear infections.
Okay.
Allergies, frequent colds, sinus problems that block the nose increases middle ear infection. So in Singapore, actually, almost 30% of the patients have allergies. These allergies could be due to something simple like the house dust mite, the cockroaches, could be grass pollen, tree pollen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is interesting that, and I think it's very helpful if you get tested for it, because the treatment is readily available. You can also avoid them in the environment. So do get treated for allergies if you have very frequent ear problems. And of course, we want to keep our immune system in tip-top shape. Sometimes blue jack also help. Yeah. Other patients actually have chronic skin disorders. For example, there's this problem known as psoriasis. There's an autoimmune chronic skin condition, and it causes dead skin cells to very rapidly accumulate and block the outer ear canal. So it is also painful, it is dry, itchy, and again, we want to dig our ears, and it's predisposed to infection. Maybe during COVID, I would say a lot of us are using the earphones, earbuds, zooming around on the internet, and then working from home.
Yes.
So using insert earbuds actually for very prolonged periods of time and very frequently can increase the risk of ear canal infections. And the other thing is that if you use earbuds because your partner is snoring, some of them also see quite bad infections because they use it for prolonged periods of time.
I see. Okay. Is there some way that we can protect ourselves then? If we are going to have to, for whatever reason, use earbuds, do we do a daily disinfecting of those earbuds? Are you saying just not use them, find something else?
No, I think maybe you don't need to disinfect. In fact, too much disinfection is bad. I always think of the ear as a natural self-cleaning organ.
Sure.
Yeah, so when we disinfect them, we actually strip away protective oils and all that, and the ears sort of loses its natural cleaning function. So maybe what you could do is give your ears a bit of a rest in between. You could use earbuds which are not so tight fitting.
Right.
And if you can, it's good to sometimes use over the ear headphones, not those insert earphones.
That's actually useful advice. I shall, reuse my over-the-ears headphones in the old-fashioned way for a while.
Yes.
Okay, can ear infections go away on their own? Can we treat them ourselves? Do we have to go see a doctor?
Oh, okay. So maybe the very simple home remedies can be done. If let's say it's just farting, if it's very mild, you could use a simple heat pack. You could use simple Panadol. Avoid sleeping on the painful ear. But do not put your own eardrops or flush your own ear unless you're very sure that there is no perforation of the eardrum. Because if these medicines get into the middle ear, it's not very good for the ears.
Right.
And also, I think maybe I have to speak a little bit about this because I haven't, which is the inner ear infection, which is not so common. So inner ear infection is important for two reasons, because the inner ear fluid is linked actually to the brain fluid. So if you get an inner ear infection, it could lead to a brain infection. Or if you have an inner ear infection, it could mean that you are having a brain infection. So an inner ear infection presents a bit differently. Very often, they may come with a sudden onset of hearing loss, and this hearing loss can become permanent. It can come with very debilitating spinning of the room type of dizziness. It can come with a facial weakness where you're not able to close your eyes fully, where the corner of your mouth may droop. So the inner ear infection is actually an emergency. You need to seek treatment in the first 1, 2, 3 days for the best outcomes, because the doctor needs to give emergency treatment. Right. So I think for the inner ear infections, definitely seek treatment early. But other types of infections which you do not want to be sitting on is if you see bloody discharge from the ear or even the nose. Because for those, we do need to exclude very deep-seated bony infections. We need to exclude even tumors. And sometimes we cannot even use oral antibiotics. We have to use intravenous antibiotics. We may even end up in surgery.
Okay, what you're talking about is something far more serious than the little earache that we occasionally get every once in a while. And that is actually quite confusing to the average person like myself. How do I know it isn't just, one of those or linked to a cold I might have had? When is it time to actually go see a specialist? Because, you just said time is of the essence if it is a brain infection.
So actually, inner ear infections hardly come with ear pain. So ear pain is usually that of the outer ear canal and the middle ear. And the inner ear infections usually come with sudden hearing loss. It comes with dizziness. Yeah, and there may be very high fever, or there may not be a fever at all. So a little bit different. So ear pain is actually, to me, not as worrying as the inner ear infection with no pain.
Right.
But it is, of course, very distressing for their patient.
Okay, so no ear pain, dizziness,
Sudden hearing loss.
See a doctor right away.
Yes.
That's good to know. That's actually because, we don't think about these things. I had a really bad ear infection on the plane coming back from a dive trip. And I have never been in so much pain in my life.
I think you had two bad things happening. So one is the diving.
Right.
During the dive, especially if you're diving with a sinus problem or allergies of the nose,
right,
your eustachian tube tends to function very poorly. It locks down negative sudden pressure, and fluid suddenly collects in the middle ear. That's really painful. And then you worsen it by flying, because again, flying, your eustachian tube locks in again. And so a double whammy and severely painful, very painful.
Yeah, it was very, very painful. Then I went to see my doctor. He had a good laugh and said, oh, well, that's nothing serious. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I thought I was going to die. It was that painful. And he's like, oh, it's nothing serious.
Yeah, it's really painful.
All right. So again, if you have, because this is valuable information, if you do not have an earache, if you are suddenly dizzy, if, what did you say?
Sudden hearing loss.
Potential
or
fever.
Or even a face nerve weakness, yeah.
Then go, without delay, go and see a doctor. Go and see an ENT specialist if you suspect something in the inner ear.
Yes, if you can't get to the ENT specialist, go to your general practice doctor.
Thank you very much for that. I've actually really enjoyed this conversation. It's been very informative.
Yes, thank you.
We've been speaking.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Lynn Lim, Senior Consultant, Ear, Nose, Throat, Head and Neck Surgeon, Mount Elizabeth Medical Center. Dr. Lim, thank you so much for giving us the time.
Thank you. Thank you, Clarissa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm Clarissa Montero for Money FM. This has been Health Suites.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.